Of course, that's of dismay and utter concern because we just felt that Guinea-Bissau was turning the corner after last July's presidential election, and our partners, ECOWAS, AU, the UN, have been scaling up their efforts to assist the country in security sector reform, in a relaunch of the economy and all that. And for the military to once again demonstrate their indiscipline, that's a section of the military, is of course of a matter of great concern to ECOWAS. And we have actually put them on guard, the military in that country, that they will be responsible for their actions and they will answer for it.
Well, Dr. Musa, are your people on the ground to monitor the situation? And what will ECOWAS do in this instance with the country being so unstable?
Yes. We know Guinea-Bissau is very fragile, and it's one of the most fragile, you know, countries in the ECOWAS region. Yes, we have people there. In fact, at the time of the incident, we had security team, ECOWAS security team on the ground, trying to talk with various stakeholders there, including the UN office and others, about how best to begin, actually, the entire security sector process in the country. You know, that is one. And then two, you know that since the conflict began in Guinea-Bissau, our organization has maintained a permanent presence in the country. So we have the special representative of the ECOWAS president, who is also monitoring the situation, and we are in constant touch with them and following, you know, development. So we are monitoring the situation very closely. We cannot describe what has happened as an attempted coup. You know, it seems more like a settling of scores and people trying to make some preemptive moves in order to avoid, you know, probably problems for themselves. We note that the military, the section of the military led by General Injai, who is actually the deputy chief of defense staff in the country, was aiming, you know, its attacks on the chief of defense staff, and also at one point the prime minister was also put under arrest. But nothing, you know, there was nothing like taking over power, because they didn't attack the presidency. The president has already come out, you know, saying that the situation is calm. But we feel that this is mutiny. This is indiscipline on the part of the military, and it is another sign of impunity in the country. And, you know, we believe that we have to scale up our efforts in order to fight it. You know, don't forget, investigations into the murder of the former president, Nino Viera, and the former chief of defense staff, Tagman Nawaya, are still ongoing. And we just, you know, want to hope that this is not a reaction to the possibility that people might have been implicated in those attempts are trying to find a way to save their skins. But be it as it may, we have put the entire military on guard, and we have discovered that the military, at least a large section of it, is part of the problem in Guinea-Bissau. And either they decide to become a part of the solution, or we would have to, together with our partners, take on the military and make sure that the democratization process in the country, you know, continues apace. Guinea-Bissau is very, very important as far as security in the region is concerned. It is the epicenter of the drug trafficking that has become a major source of concern for ECOWAS today. So in all respects, our struggle for to stabilize the region actually begins and ends with Guinea-Bissau, because it is the weakest link today as far as peace and security is concerned. And we are very determined that that country does not fail.
Well, Dr. Musa, with this latest development, how does it leave ECOWAS's program of restructuring or reforming the military institutions in the country?
It actually you know, places greater emphasis and urgency on the need to reform the military. You know, the military has always been so politicized in the country, and it is so overpowering when it comes to the politics in the country, to such an extent that if that military is not right-sized and put under democratic control, there is no way you can have normal democracy in the country. And that is why ECOWAS, the African Union, the United Nations, and indeed the European Union have made deep-going restructuring of the armed forces in the country a matter of prime concern. And I think that is what everybody is doing now. The European Union has a security sector team in the country. The AU and ECOWAS are teaming up in order to also assist in this whole process. And there are donor conferences being lined up in the next few months in order to mobilize international funds and resources to push forward the security agenda, because it is so critical and central, to stability in the country and to the fate of democracy. So the need for security sector reform cannot be overemphasized, Mark, enough. It is at the core of the challenges that we face in Guinea-Bissau today.
Will the ECOWAS call for the African Union as well as the international community to help with this effort by stabilizing Guinea-Bissau that seemed to be quite unstable, as you earlier on described it?
Oh, yes. Look, we have been working very closely with the African Union, the European Union, and the United Nations as far as Guinea-Bissau is concerned. You should have realized that the UN has actually enlarged its presence in Guinea-Bissau from a team of about roughly 23. It is now going to over 100. That's the enlarged United Nations Integrated Office in Guinea-Bissau. It is just because of the realization of the challenges that Guinea-Bissau poses to the entire stability, the stability of the entire region. So the UN is scaling up its presence. We have called upon the African Union to set up a presence there, to appoint the special representative for Guinea-Bissau and set up an office to team up with the ECOWAS office there so that the international community would have a permanent presence. The EU is also already scaling up its presence as far as the security sector is concerned. So the international community has actually been focused on Guinea-Bissau because they realize, that if we do not team up to work to stabilize the situation, to strengthen democracy, to bring about national reconciliation, and to make sure that we have a democratically minded and disciplined military that would subject itself to civilian democratic control in the country, there is no way Guinea-Bissau is going to emerge from the current cycle of fragility, violence, and counter-violence. I mean, that is, critical. And once, we get that going, then we know that other problems in the region will be solved, about the drug trafficking, where West Africa is now becoming a major transshipment center, and the whole question of the impunity of the armed forces in the region. If we nip it in the bud in Guinea-Bissau, then we know that the whole of the region is in good business. So we are very focused on it, and we are very sure that the EU and the United Nations are all very focused on it. And together, we know that we are going to reverse the situation.
Thank you very much, Dr. Musa, for speaking to the Voice of America News.
No, it's a pleasure, Peter. Thank you.
Thank you very much.